fans of the show will know that what we're listening to right now is the quintessentially French-themed tune for Call My Agent or Dis Pour Cent, the hit French TV show that has become one of Netflix's most popular offerings back on January 24th for a fourth and, we're told, final season. Dis Pour Cent, of course, refers to the 10% commission payable to talent agents from their stars. And this series is set in a fictional Parisian talent agency, which represents some of the most prestigious film stars in French. Accordingly, in every episode, a prestigious film star plays an exaggerated and usually hilarious version of themselves. Huge hit in France, and in the first three seasons, the likes of Juliette Binoche, Monica Bellucci, Beatrice Dahl, amongst others, put themselves under the microscope. And in this new series, Hollywood comes calling in the shape of Sigourney Weaver. I'm joined now by Mariam Diallo from the French Embassy in Dublin, who is a fan of Call My Agent, or Dis Pour Cent, to explore why it has become such a huge international hit. And arts journalist Sophie Gorman, our woman in Paris, joins us from there too this evening. Mariam, maybe you would start by giving us the basic premise of Dis Pour Cent, or Call My Agent.
Bonsoir à tous. Thank you for inviting me. I'm very happy to be with you to talk about this great French series. So what is it about? You said it, it's kind of a sneak peek into the world of French cinema. But French cinema, as you've never seen it before, there is a realness to it. As you said, it tells the story of the day-to-day life of a Parisian talent agency for actors. So it's very hilarious take on the stress of working as an agent to the stars. Because you will see in the series, you're not only an agent, and you not only have to land the best roles, but you have to be the psychologist, the tax advisor, marriage counselor, friend. So it's creating lots of funny situations along the way. And what's very new for France is that in each episode, a French cinema star play their own role. And it's something that we do not often see, the self-mockery you alluded to in France, where cinema, you know, enjoys such a status. So voilà, it's really funny. And it's also great for those who want to improve their French, just as young French people improve their English through watching American series.
Yeah, or maybe take off the subtitles and try watching it that way for yourself to improve your French enormously. And Sophie, Mariam giving us a good sense of the basic setup there. Yes, the big stars come in, but really it's the other people in the office or the agency itself that's vital to it. Give me a sense of the four main agents, really, who are and the kind of dynamic between them.
Mariam has said it's at its heart is this team of agents and also then their assistants and their receptionists. But we have the first one is a grand dame Arlette, who's played by a very established French actress called Liliane Rovere. Then we have the high-stress workaholic Andrea, played by Camille Cotin, who's probably, with Liliane Rovere, the two that would have had quite established careers before this. Camille Cotin would be also seen in the likes of Killing Eve. Actually, she crossed over into that, and she was in the remake of Fleabag. Then we have the emotional and very understated Gabrielle, played by Gregory Montel, and then the old school businessman, Matthias, played by Thibault de Montalembert. Yep. But then we have Matthias' very adoring assistant, Noemi. We have Gabrielle's assistant, Hervé. Andrea's new and very untried assistant, Camille, and the agency's receptionist, who's also an aspiring actress, Sophia. Yeah, so it's very much about them as a family. Mm. And that's what I think makes it all work, is because we have all the ups and downs, we have of agency life, but at its heart is this really sense of a family.
Yeah. And the family, Mariam, it's an office family. So there's lots of office politics involved here. How important an aspect of the story is that?
It's very important. This is why I like the series so much, because, of course, it deals with the world of cinema, but it also represents a banal office life that everyone can relate to. As in any company, you have the career-driven one, the kind one, the ambitious one, and the new star, the curious, etc., etc. So they're, at the same time, they are desperate to compete for the best talent and to land the best roles for their actors. Yet they're also able to work together to find solutions and solve problems within the company. So I think we can all relate to this double dynamic.
that's going on. Now, let's have a listen to a clip that'll give us a sense of just how the stars are prepared to make fun of themselves. This comes from season three, in fact. Multi-award-winning actress Isabelle Huppert, she was as part of season three, and she sent up her own reputation for being a workaholic. So the clip that we're about to hear, she has convinced the American film director to rewrite a load of scenes in her favour, and Ben Stiller is missing as a result. And there's a bit of language in the midst of this clip as well.
Isabelle, vous avez vu Ben?
Non.
Sharon? Sharon!
Yeah.
You need a double person. You seen Ben? Yeah. Where is he?
Ben, c'est Ben Stiller.
Oui, je sais.
Très sympa. On s'adore.
Look, he's not coming out of his trailer. He hates the last
fucking
version.
Fucking kidding.
I'm sorry.
Sharon, qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Ben n'aime pas la dernière version.
Mais comment ça, il n'aime pas? C'est pas une question d'aimer ou pas. C'est comme ça que la scène doit se dérouler.
Il dit que vous avez coupé tout son texte.
There you go, Isabelle Huppert and others in that scene from season three of Call My Agent. Season four is on the way, and we're told it's the final season of season four. And speaking to me about it this evening is Mariam Diallo from the French Embassy and Sophie Gorman joining us from Paris on this Wednesday evening. Really, for somebody like Isabelle Huppert, I think, Mariam, to make fun of herself in the fashion she does, there must be something very attractive about the series for a big star like that and many others to just go in and really, you know, laugh at themselves.
Yeah, as I told you, we've never seen that before. And I know that at the beginning, the producers had difficulty finding actors to do it. But now that the show is so popular in the world of cinema, because I think that Call My Agent has achieved a rare feat in the world of French TV and cinema. It's loved by the public and also by the critics. So now you have plenty of actors keen to get on board as a result of the show's success. And, you know, many of the scenes are, of the anecdotes are inspired by real anecdotes. So you get a glimpse of the true lives of actors, which is not always glamorous and glossy. But I really love that piece with Isabelle Huppert. The episode is so funny. She don't sleep. She never sleeps.
She's working.
Yeah.
She's working all the time. But staying with you, Mariam, that idea that a French television series should become so important and become such a big international hit. Normally, we associate that with cinema. This is very unusual in terms of French television.
I would agree because actually, you know, we invented cinema and we still have a large high quality film production industry. So here in Ireland, for example, the French Film Festival is one of the most famous and it's always very popular. But for France, it took longer to begin investing in and making quality TV series. And I think there was a lack of funds or lack of involvement from French actors. So you know, we kind of gave a free rein to UK and American series, which are still highly appreciated by French audiences today. But now this is new. We have this series. We have Lupin, also high quality TV series. And I think, yeah, it's really interesting to see that divide between cinema and TV is a bit. It's not as it was before.
Sophie, do you think in that respect, is that something very new for this series? Or is, in fact, does it reflect what's happening to a large extent in American television as well, where television seems to have taken over achieved a kind of cinematic power that it hadn't done heretofore?
I think so. Well, I think it's also that people are getting a slightly broader, more open approach to films and television shows with subtitles. And obviously, there's been a huge hesitancy. But there's, as Mariam was saying, there's been such a big, serious investment in French television. It didn't connect before. But really, this show, Call My Agent, 10%, has changed everything for French television shows. And I think the way that they're understood now. And yes, as you say, obviously, with HBO producing cinematic shows that are actually works of cinema quality, that's changed things. But I think the reason that everyone is getting on this, and I remember when the earlier seasons were broadcast, that I saw lots of actors I knew and also household names saying how much they were hoping that their agents would call call it my agent, you know, hoping that they could have a role in this. The likes of people like Jennifer Aniston and Nicole Kidman have all said that they love it. So I think there's something about this show and the way that people do kind of deliciously make fun of themselves, both the agents as well as the actors. Everyone does. There's so much humor in it, and it's so joyous. But at its heart, though, is this family, this people trusting each other and building relationships together, that I think that's why it's really connected with people on such a grand level.
Okay, connecting with each other is a very interesting term. Let me go to Mariam with how the various characters in The Office connect with each other. Lots of love affairs, the boss and his secretary, the agent and her superior, actors and agents, all of that is going on now. I know you say the French invented cinema. Are you going to tell me now that they invented the love affair as well?
Well, you don't have any love affairs in Ireland?
Please tell me what you think of how The Office, the politics in The Office handles that whole idea around the different love affairs, etc.
Yeah, I think that, you talked also about language. I think that there is a sort of freedom of, of relations. I mean, we like to say it like it is, but I think it's really exaggerated. It's not, you know, it's not French culture. It's a fiction. It's not a real life, for sure, you know?
Is it more or less of a fiction than Emily in Paris with Lily Collins as the American social media influencer?
Emily in Paris is quite different because 10% it's a French the series, and Emily in Paris is the kind of the American view of Paris. And, you know, it has been widely criticized in French because they say it's a lot of cliches about Paris, and there are many cliches about Americans too. So I guess it's a fantasy Paris in Emily in Paris. It's a Paris that does not really, really exist, but I think it's a fun series. Sometimes you have to know how to laugh at the cliches. And I can remind you, when the French people, we go to New York, we also, run in Central Park, take selfie in front of the Empire State Building. So we all have our clichés.
How clichéd is Call My Agent in that respect? You know, this idea of the egotistical actor or actors, you know, who must have everything laid out in front of them, Sophie Gorman, and whose every whim must be met.
Well, I think there's truth in every cliche. So I think that there's an element of truth in probably in all of their performances of themselves. Admittedly, it's hard to believe that Monica Bellucci was ever some love lost person who could never find a partner, was desperate to find a real man. And then she ends up seducing one of the more unraveled agents, Gabrielle. And then you have Beatrice Dahl, who hides out in a convent when a director wants her to be naked in a morgue scene. So I think obviously these are extreme exaggerations of it. But I do think that the reason that it works is because it taps into some kind of truth. And then what it does with it is it plays with it. And we have there's actual real physical slapstick characters, you know, crazily embrace when somebody catches them doing something shady to provide a distraction. There's lots of conspiring and plotting and backstabbing, and people stage coups and then double coups. And so it's utterly ridiculous. But then at the heart of it all, there is some truth. It's not my office. My office life is sadly a lot less exciting, but it's a life we'd all like to have.
And if I may add to that the series takes place in a very special environment. You're in the most beautiful district of Paris. It's the cinema industry. You're not exactly in rural France, you know, so it's a very specific take on a part of society. But it's true that the series tackles with humor major themes relating to society. And I'm thinking in particular of the place of women, diversity, all of those themes are also tackled by the series.
Let's take a listen to a clip from the upcoming season 4 then. And in this case, Andrea Martel, who's the agent to the stars and the mother to a small child. She's the character played by Camille Quentin. She arrives in a fluster to meet Sigourney Weaver, who has just arrived to film in Paris. And maybe just arrived, there's a little bit of a hint given in this music.
Entrez. Sigourney, hi. I am so, so, so sorry I couldn't meet you at the airport.
Oui, je sais, le bébé, la nounou.
Voilà. Bon, mais enfin, en tout cas, vous êtes bien installé. Vous avez bien fait de changer de chambre.
OK. Tell me everything.
Yes. Donc, là, tout de suite, on commence par une réunion avec Guillaume Gallienne, le réalisateur du film que vous avez déjà rencontré à Los Angeles.
Oh, Camille, be a darling and cut up this meat for me, please.
Yeah, of course.
Be a darling and try and cut up this meat for me. You have to be honest and say that that's Sigourney Weaver from season 4 of Call Me Agent. To be able to make fun of yourself like that, Mariam, that's a wonderful quality in any actor, in any person, to be honest.
It is. I totally agree with that. It's funny we did not see that before, that much. And
What about you then, for both of you? I'll ask you to take me through perhaps your favourite turns, the big guest stars that appeared and that you really thought their particular episodes spoke to you. Sophie?
Well, I have to say I particularly enjoyed Juliette Binoche. She played in the final episode of the second series. She was obviously having an absolute hoot as she was preparing to host Cannes Film Festival. And she was given this incredibly ridiculous red carpet dress. And she looked like a dead swan had been stuck to her. But she bravely soldiered on and tried to present it. And then obviously, spoiler alert, but she tore the dress massively and fell. But she continued to present the opening speech to the awards, and it was actually unexpectedly moving. But I thought she was great. Jean Dujardin, who people will know from The Artist, he had an absolute blast as he was taking method acting very far. One of the agents says, he was doing a Daniel Day-Lewis as he refused to leave his part. He was playing somebody who was living as a savage person in the forest, and he felt it very difficult to go back to normal life after that. And also,
Guy Marchand. Let me, in case you give all of Mariam's, of Mariam's choices off. Let us hear some of your choices, Mariam. The episodes that have particularly spoken to you or that you enjoyed.
Well, I was going to talk also about Juliette Binoche because, you know, it shows that the series has been able to highlight some of the flaws of cinema and the sexism, because Juliette Binoche, when she does Cannes, she wants to open in a tuxedo. But then she's forced to appear in that dress that Sophie talked about because another actress had also planned to wear a suit. And she's being said, unfortunately, we cannot have two women in the same outfit. So, and it's really obviously not applied to the men of the festival. And Call My Agent reflects reality because 2 years before the broadcast of this episode in Cannes, several women were rejected at the end of the red carpet because they were not wearing high heels. So it's a reminder of this outdated double standard.
Yeah, so while it's
really fun.
Yeah, while it's not gritty realism, it certainly is touching on some serious topics along the way. Mariam also mentioned to us earlier on, Sophie, about this other Netflix series, another French show that's making it, doing the business for Netflix, Lupin. What's involved there?
It's an incredible success, actually. It is Netflix's second most popular series in the US in its first week, which is the first time a French series has ever debuted in the top 10. Basically, it's starring this very famous and successful French actor called Omar Sy, and it's about a gentleman thief, which reminded me a bit of the Thomas Crown Affair. It's about he goes around stealing things in a very ingenious way, and then we have to try and work out, the police have to try and find him, and he's always in different disguises. It's definitely not the same as Call My Agent, but it's definitely worth a look.
But I guess, Mariam, finally, that Call My Agent has possibly opened our minds to French television, and it possibly opened the French nation's minds to television in a way that those minds were not opened previously.
Oh yeah, certainly hope so. And I hope I piqued your interest in knowing more about French culture, French cinema, because there is a lot going on there. So if you want to know more, you can just follow the embassy on Twitter, Facebook. There are plenty of great stuff coming on in the world of French, because it's a gateway to French cinema and French culture. So let's encourage that. Yeah. I know that there are plenty of Francophile.
Okay, well, listen,
in Ireland.
Great to have spoken with both of you this evening. That's Mariam Diallo of the French Embassy and Sophie Gorman in Paris. And
Gora Mahagot, as Gora, a hot dumb.
Yeah, well, there you go. Vous êtes la bienvenue. That's as much as I can manage for this evening, as are you, Sophie. Very welcome.
Bonsoir.
As well. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir à tous.
There we go. Tomorrow, then, on Puste with these new stamps with one of our great artists, Patrick Scott. And yes, gold is the metal that we were looking for, or the medium that we're looking for in the work of Patrick Scott. And winning those sets, Anthony O'Connell in Limerick, Maria Tyrrell, or Tyrrell, however I say her name, Maria, I'm sorry, but you're getting the set of stamps anyway in Portmarnock, and Pat Skelly in Virginia in County Cavan. Congratulations to all three. That is our lot for this evening. Paula Shields, Liam Murphy researched. Janice Murphy was the broadcast coordinator. Cara O'Hare was on sound this evening, and tonight's programme was produced by Keisha.